Netcasts you love.
From people you trust.
This is TWiT.
Bandwidth for Triangulation is brought to you by CacheFly at CacheFly.com.
This is Triangulation, episode 73, recorded October 10th, 2012. Roberto Hoyos. Triangulation is brought to you by Stamps.com. Use Stamps.com to buy and print real U.S. postage the instant you need it, right from your desk. For our special offer, visit Stamps.com now. Click the radio microphone and enter Triangulation. It's time for Triangulation, the show where we get great, interesting people on the show for a whole hour to talk about their passions, what they know, what they care about, what their life story is. And it's always so much fun. We call it Triangulation, well, originally because it was me, Tom Merritt, and our guest. But Tom has moved on. He's got plenty to do with TNT. So now you are the third apex of the triangle. And we invite you to join us in the chat room, watch the show live, and ask your questions of our guests. Chance for you to talk to them as well as me. I'm really thrilled to get our guest on today. Roberto Hoyos has been around for some time. You may not know the name Roberto Hoyos, but you certainly will know the name Throwboy, the maker of our fine pillows here at the Brick House Studios. I think this is the original one.
It could Roberto. Be. Yeah.
It looks like it's been sat on by many a famous behind. Roberto Hoyos, welcome to Triangulation.
Thank you so much. Thank you. I'm thrilled to be here.
Oh. So tell us how you I don't know where to start. First of all, were you born in the US?
Yes. I'm second or first generation. My parents are from Peru.
Peruvian.
Yeah, uh-huh. Okay. But I'm from Seattle.
From Seattle.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And you went to school to study pillow making.
Do we start there?
Yes. What was it you studied in school?
Actually, I studied audio engineering.
Really?
So, yeah. So I kind of like taking a look around here.
It's pretty cool.
Your
we're
studio.
Doing.
It's yeah. very cool. Yeah. yeah. But obviously, that's not what I ended up doing.
Was that because it was hard to find work or because you found something you liked more?
I don't know. I studied audio engineering because I wanted to be a music producer.
Right.
And then I just
My
kinda...
son does too. Was
really?
It, is it a mistake?
I don't know. You got to be
pretty
good,
competitive.
Right?
Yeah. You got to be more than good. You got to be so good that everybody notices because there's lots of good people.
Yeah. Well, I mean, back then, there was no real way to market yourself outside right. of just I'm good and somebody found me.
What kind of music?
Rap music.
Just like my son. He's doing beats all the time.
Yeah, I heard about
yeah.
that.
Yeah.
But no, then I ended up just kind of... actually ended up working at the Apple Store.
Do you rap?
No.
You were going to do the music?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. I had to
Let's
ask.
Let's move on from that.
I had to ask. I wanted a little freestyling, a little Throwboy freestyling. You worked at an Apple Store.
I did, yeah. I moved out to L.A. Thinking I was going to do music and stuff like that.
Right.
And I
was this?
This was 2001.
Okay.
Yeah. And then I got a job at the Apple Store when they were just kind of first starting.
Brand new,
you know?
Yeah.
And it was just a blast. I loved it because I was a big Mac head.
It was like you were selling the first iPod.
Yeah, first iPod.
You didn't have iOS yet to sell. You were selling Macs.
Yeah, selling Macs and having a blast doing that. It was very different because now it's like the Gap, right? Back then it was like the nerdiest job you could have. So it was fun. And then, I moved back to Seattle and what happened was to start Throwboy, I actually made these pillows.
Well, I'm looking now at your inspirations here.
Yeah.
You have on Flickr, if you go to flickr.com/throwboy, this is the set called The Idea. And this is... These are emoticon pillows that were made by Art Lebedev,
right.
who is most famous for his OLED keyboard, which I don't think he ever made. Who knows if he ever even made these? But these are little emoticons, mm-hmm. and they're tiny little.
They're really
pillows.
Small, yeah.
So you saw these in it says 2008.
Something like that. But actually, I think it might have been 06 or something.
06,
like that. Yeah,
okay. Maybe that's when you posted it.
Yeah. But actually, that idea was kind of like, that just stuck in my mind. I don't think I actually, I didn't just go, oh, I should just do some pillows after I saw that.
well, that's, okay, yeah, there is a leap there. Did you know how to sew?
Yes. My grandma is a seamstress, and she actually, she was one of the first employees at REI.
Oh.
So in Seattle, yeah. She was one of the first people.
The great camping store. I only buy my camping gear from REI. Yeah. It's the best.
So she was the one that taught me.
I'm a member. I get a check every year. Rebate. So she taught you to sew.
Yeah, when I was.
But she said, like Roberto, four. I have to teach you how to sew so that you don't have to go around with holes in your pants and buttons missing. Right?
Actually, no. I ended up sewing clothes for my teddy bears when I was a little kid.
That's so cool.
And I wish I would have brought one because she keeps them and stuff. So.
That is so cool.
But I did that when I was little.
People keep the other guys must have made fun of you.
See, I never really used it as like a thing until Throwboy.
So you never told anyone?
I never really told anyone.
That you would go home and make teddy bears.
Well, I was four, actually.
Yeah, I guess so. There's nobody. Who are you going to tell? Yeah.
I make clothes for my teddy bear.
So, yeah, I mean.
But you didn't do that after, you know, as you grew older. Did you continue to make
it was
clothes?
Only a skill I knew. And
you
just,
were, like, watching Project Runway say, I want to be there. You didn't
no,
want to be designed. No,
not at all. I can barely hem my pants, Leo. But.
So, wait a minute. So, how do you get to making pillows then?
Okay. So, here's the real story. I wanted to make like a cool gift for this girl that I was dating. Yeah. And she
Cherchez
was
la femme.
She was very into Max, as was I, and still am. And I think the idea kind of stayed in my head, like pillows, that's well, kind of cool.
And I'm looking at these pictures that is also in this set.
Yeah, look at that one. That was another thing that kind of sparked it.
So these are pictures of Macintosh. And Mac, OS X always had beautiful 3D, realistic icons.
Right. And I had that on, I printed that out and put it in my room because that's the kind of dumb things that I do.
Not because you were looking for pillow designs, just because you thought that dock is gorgeous.
Because I was like, that trash is like the trash. I should just do that.
Oh, I see. You put the trash can. Yeah. I get it.
And then, I don't know, I just ended up thinking, oh, that'd be cool. Let me do these pillows. So I didn't really think that much of it. And I made the pillows that look like the Mac icons.
So this was for a girl. You said, I'm going to make an icon.
There's actually, if you go back, you can see the first photos of that. Because these are like a very refined version of that.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I made them, and she worked at, do you know the tech company, the Omni Group?
Yeah, they do Omni Focus, yeah. Omni Graffle. Mm-hmm. They're one of the best Macintosh programming companies in the world. They still are.
And they're based out of Seattle, right?
Yep.
And she worked there, and she just brought them to work. And then they blogged about it. Yeah.
So here's your first icon pillows here. These are the ones you're talking about?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And you sewed these out of felt?
The fleece, yeah.
Fleece?
Yeah. That was like the first one. Oh, so you can see it looks kind of junky.
No, but I could see a girl. You give this to a girl, she's going to fall in love. That's like, oh, in fact, well, there's a girl involved in this story we'll talk about in a second.
Oh, okay.
So she brought him into, look at that.
Yeah.
is that the one you have there? Is that actually?
Oh, no. This is like a much better
Much
one.
Refined.
Yeah, you can tell the difference.
Oh, yeah. It's a little different, isn't it? Much refined. Wow. So you still sell this model?
I do, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Let's see what other ones you've got here. So these were the first set.
Yeah, I made that in like 2006.
On a sewing machine?
Into 2007. No, all by hand.
Hand stitched.
Took like 4 months to make all those.
You've saved those, I hope.
She has them.
She got them all?
Yeah.
You put all your pillows in one basket?
Yeah, literally.
Your grandma would not be happy to hear that. You're probably not still going out, are you?
No.
Yeah. And she's got them.
I hope.
Oh, I hope so, too. I hope she didn't burn them.
Yeah.
Was it a bad breakup?
Kind of.
Uh-oh.
But
look at these. Somebody says in the chat room, Aaron B., these pillows make you happy. They do.
Oh, thanks.
They make you happy. Look at that. They're happy little pillows.
So, yeah, I made those and didn't really think much of it. I was just like, these are cool. I want to give this to her. Oh, and
that is about the nicest gift ever. She blew it. She blew it.
And, we're approaching.
What is that one in the middle there?
This one? iPhoto? Yeah.
No, but this... Oh, iPhoto.
Oh, that weird
Yeah, what's
sunset
that octopus?
Thing.
Yeah.
You know, they have that weird sunset thing in the background. That's as good as I could do. I have that now. That's a little bit better.
But. Oh, now I recognize it. Yeah. I, when you don't see the camera, it's hard to recognize
Sure,
it.
Yeah.
That's great.
Photo. So, I like photo booth.
Photo booth, yeah, that was a good one.
These are so cute.
And then that one, God. That's a picture that I did not intend to get out.
You look like Bill Gates.
Yeah.
How did it get to be a business? That's the question. I mean, this is great.
It's just a gift, right?
It's a gift. It's a very, very nice gift.
Well, okay, so I made them, and then they ended up blogging about it on the Omni blog. You could probably find that, too, Leo.
I wonder if
I
can.
You probably just search pillows on Omni blog, because that was way before I
broke. Because they probably don't blog about pillows more than a few times. This is from December 2006. Our newest support ninja brought in some pillows that her friend Roberto spent the last several months crafting for her. And there's the image.
That's right.
On the blog. Look at that.
So that sparked, they had a little link to my .Mac account that just had photos of them.
Oh, yeah. More or better photos available at Roberto's site.
Of course, there's nothing there, right? Because the .Mac's dead.
Right.
But I got so much traffic just in the first hour that it crashed that .Mac site. And I kept getting email notifications like, you're going over your limit.
Right.
You're going over your limit.
Right.
And I'm like, okay, what's happening?
Did you know? You didn't know that they had blogged.
No, I didn't know that. And so it crashed my site, and then I still didn't think anything of it. I was like, wow, that's cool. People like them. But I wasn't thinking, let's make it a business, you know? So so that took a little bit of time. About a year later, I spent about a year kind of honing the sewing. And I was like, well, maybe I can turn this into something.
Really?
Cool. Yeah.
What were you doing at the time? You'd stopped working at the Apple
Store?
No,
I still worked at Apple.
Oh, okay.
I was doing that kind of just on my
free
time.
Now, do you think that Apple would have, I mean, these are all, I'm sure, copyrighted trademarks of Apple Computer.
Do I think that?
Do you think they might have taken umbrage?
I don't know. Because
did they ever contact you?
No.
Never?
No.
Not even about the ICEO?
No.
You must be loved.
I think so, because
Cupertino.
I get orders to One Infinite Loop.
I bet you
once
do.
In a while, yeah.
I bet you do. So they know about
it. So they definitely know about it. I don't know about legal knowing about it.
I think they know about
it. I think that they kind of searched their marks, you know? So I don't know. Maybe I'm not doing it at a scale that's going to make them mad. I don't know.
So when did you so you said, I think I could make a business.
So I spent about a year just kind of honing this, like, oh, this could be cool. Like, what if it was a brand that was just did pillows? Like, I don't think anyone has done that before.
Right.
And what if we kind of lean towards the geek market, you know? Like, what if it was, like, geeky pillows, and we could do icons, and we could do these chat pillows that look like OMG and LOL and all these different kinds of stuff.
Here you are learning how to use your sewing machine. Wait, I got to go back.
Oh yeah,
one.
They look like crap. Yeah.
This is you reading the manual.
Yeah, I didn't know how to use that.
So you
thing.
Ran out and you bought a Brother sewing machine.
Actually, I borrowed that.
Borrowed
that's
one.
That's a piece of crap, though.
No, wait a minute. That's not an Apple one. That's a game controller, right?
Yeah, that was like a Nintendo controller. Mm-hmm. I think I was trying to experiment. Like, could I change them a little and still make them look like the Mac ones? And they just didn't look good.
They look random.
Yeah, they look weird.
They look like there's some strange thing happened. Ah, but now we're trying something a little different. Maybe the high could be speech.
That kind of actually spurred that. But like, these are just gross. I don't like looking at those. They look so bad.
But this is experimentation.
Mm-hmm. Like I said, I bet it was about a year of that.
A year?
Yeah. I mean, like, not a solid year, but I was working at Apple and just doing that kind of...
You just kind of had this dream of, I think I can do this.
Yeah. And after a year, I got together, like, a few friends that knew how to code and make a website for me. And I was like, let's do this. I'm gonna launch this site, and I'm going to call it Throwboy, and we're going to sell these pillows. We had six pillows at the time.
Because these are throw pillows.
Yeah. Throw pillows. Throwboy pillows.
So what were the six, the basic ones?
You the Icon ones.
Icon.
This one.
The iPhoto. These are the originals, the photo booth.
Mm-hmm. This one.
Oh, yeah.
Simple. And the one you got, the dashboard.
The dashboard icon. So those are the six.
Yeah.
Now, I think I first saw these when iJustine got her pillow.
That's right, yeah.
And I was so jealous because she had like a like pillow.
Uh-huh. She had a few like the subscribe and all that kind of
stuff. Yeah.
Actually, I think I contacted her and I was, I just sort of knew about iJustine. I actually knew it from Twit.
Yeah.
I think I watched her.
She was on Mac Break Weekly.
On Mac Break Weekly, yeah.
And back when she, before, you know, she became a huge, too big for us.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I contacted her and I just had a picture of him. And I was like, hey, I do this.
who is that person? She's,
oh,
let me go back.
One of my friends. That's Katie.
What the fudge?
I think that was one of the first chat pillows I had made.
I like the chat pillows.
Yeah.
Yeah. So this is.
See, I'm making them like in my room.
So is that how you do it? You have a pattern?
Yeah. You have to make a pattern. That was a very early one, though.
And you're now doing, so you're using a sewing machine at this point. You're not hand sewing them.
Yeah. Right? I didn't hand sew them at that point either.
Oh, there you are. You're cutting out the felt.
Cutting out the felt, yeah.
Wow.
That's a lot of just manual labor doing.
Wow. I don't think your grandma had any idea what this was going to turn into.
Uh-huh. But yeah, then I ended up launching the Throwboy website. And just really soon after that, Gizmodo picks it up, Macworld picks it up, and all these, it just goes viral once again. And
this is a really good example of how if you can get something that somehow catches people's attention, you don't need a marketing budget. You don't need a CFO, CIO, CTO, CEO. You don't need anything.
Yeah.
But you need to be able to crank pillows out of
it. Right.
At the peak, how many pillows a day?
Oh, it was like 60 or something.
And you were making them all yourself. In fact, until recently, you were making these all yourself.
About maybe a year or two ago.
Because I remember you coming by saying, yeah, I think when you made these for us.
I think I said I made that, yeah.
Yeah.
No, I mean, it definitely got out of hand after a little while. You know, just, I had to, I had to cut all the fabric. I had to, sew them together, stuff them, ship them, answer all the Twitter, everything, And I remember when I first got a Twitter, I was like, do I really need this? Like, is this going to be anything?
At Throwboy.
Yeah, it's at Throwboy. And that actually led to a lot of customers and a lot of just community forming around Throwboy, right. was the Twitter.
That's what's kind of interesting. This, we talk all the time about community. It makes sense, I guess, with shows that mm-hmm. there, and there's a community. But even pillows have a community,
yeah.
Right? Everything needs to have a community. And do you interact with them? Do you have forums?
I have a thing I do every Sunday on Ustream called Stream Sundays, Throwboy Stream Sundays.
Wow.
And I have, whatever it is I'm doing, I'll just have the camera on, like, oh, we're shipping out pillows today, or we're shipping out the ICEO. You guys want to watch? And we'll just kind of talk to the chat room while I do that.
It may not have been I, Justine. It may have been Chris Perillo.
That's right, yeah. Chris had a big help in everything.
He was a big fan very early on. And he brought you to Gnome Dex in 2009.
Mm-hmm. Chris Perillo, actually, he lives just a little bit away from
Seattle,
where I live.
Right?
Yeah. And I contacted him, and he's just an email fiend. Like, he just can, like, he'll respond right back to
you.
He's
got a lot of energy.
Yeah.
he's pretty manic, actually. So if you get him at the right phase of the moon, he's, boom, boom, boom.
Yeah.
And then he'll disappear.
He ended up saying, yeah, I love your pillows. Can I come over and check out and interview you?
Cool.
Because he lives close. So I was like,
sure.
Yeah, Chris Perillo, who I watched on Tech TV. Yes,
sure.
You can come over
you
to
can
my
come
house.
My house. Yeah. Sure.
So he comes over. He does a little interview with me, which I'm sure is still on YouTube. And that sparked a whole nother wave of everybody kind of contacting me. Actually, that sparked kind of a secondary business for Throwboy, which was making pillows for companies. Because soon after that, Microsoft contacted me, and they wanted several hundred pillows for their conference or whatever. So, and then we've ended up doing lots of pillows for companies after that.
Let me see if I, oh yeah, here it is. Chris Perillo. There's four takes, and then there's unboxing outtakes.
Oh yeah, I don't know. There's another one though.
This is from
that's when I sent them to him.
Oh, okay.
And there's one at my house.
I should know better than searching for anything on Chris Perillo, because he basically, everything he does is on video, right?
Yep.
Yeah. He says, I find a new CEO thanks to Throwboy.
That's
his ICEO.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. That's cool. So he helped you, too, by introducing you to a whole crowd of geeks.
Yes. Yeah. And like I said, the Bing pillows was a big thing for the first company that contacts Throwboy.
So Microsoft said, would you make some Bing pillows?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Now, how did that feel?
That was crazy. I mean,
you're an Apple guy.
Yeah, well, that's true, too. But still, I mean, a big corporation, saying, hey, can you do these pillows for our event? And I was like, yeah, definitely. I think it's a really cool company gift, too. So rather than
it's great.
You know, rather than like a mug or something.
Oh, company gift.
Yeah.
Yeah, because, you know, one year we gave fezzes to all the hosts. Mm-hmm. I think it's time for throwboys for all the...
There we go.
If any hosts are watching, shh. So you sent me about, when we opened the Brick House, you sent me about six of these or seven of these. So we have...
I still see them everywhere.
Pillows
it's cool.
Everywhere. I have one in my house. Are you kidding? Yeah, they're everywhere. They're on every chair. We love our... and you sell these.
Yep. Yeah. It's throwboy.com/twit.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
There's a direct link. That's nice. So how many pillows do you think you've made total?
Oh, my gosh. Personally?
Yeah.
Probably a few thousands. Thousands, I don't know.
Thousands?
Yeah.
When did you decide, you said about a year ago you decided this can't go on.
No, it was actually about like three.
Three years ago.
But it was only like 6 months where I was cranking everything by myself and drinking too much Red Bull and eating ramen and stuff like that.
So you would be making pillows like all day?
Yeah, all day, yeah. Learning everything along the way. Because, you know, the thing was, Leo, like, I didn't have capital to start Throwboy.
You did not get investors?
No. I just said, why can't I just take orders, say, like a pre-order?
Oh.
I get the money.
That's how Apple started.
I use the money to... Yeah.
Right.
Exactly, yeah.
Yeah, you it's almost a pyramid scheme. No, but you get the pre-orders, and that cash gives you enough money to buy the materials and make the pillows. The problem is you got to turn around pretty quick.
Exactly.
Because people don't want to wait 8 weeks for their Throwboy.
Exactly.
So, and then you've got a little profit, and you can make the next set of pillows, and you can pyramid it up from there. So that's how you did it.
That's how we did it.
Never got an investor?
No, nope, still do it that way, actually.
You still do it that
way?
Yeah, So you're not getting ahead.
Well, we're with the ICEO, my goal was to actually make a bunch more money to be able to just make them in a factory. Because I don't want to do it. My goal was never to sew.
No.
So that's one of the ways that we used money to actually get ahead.
Right.
But yeah, exactly. Right. Otherwise, you're kind of just spinning your wheels, right?
Right. But how much was the ICEO?
$60.
So there was a little more profit margin built into that. These are how much?
$29
for the Twit pillows.
Yeah.
Okay.
All handmade and all,
You don't have to apologize. You know, this is a handmade pillow. This is not an inexpensive little knockoff. What is the best-selling pillow that you make? Wait a minute. Stop. We'll answer that question in a moment. Think about it.
I will.
Do the math. But first, we're going to talk a little bit about stamps.com. Do you use stamps.com?
Yeah, I do.
Because I was going to say, you probably do a lot of mailing.
Yeah, that's exactly what we use. Yeah.
You'd be crazy to do that and be going,
I don't know. How many stamps does an ICEO need? Well, put an extra four on.
No, you need stamps.com. Well, I'm so glad to hear that that's what you use.
Yeah, it's great.
Not like there's a lot of choices. If you want to print U.S. postage from your computer and your printer, if you want to do the mailing labels, if you want to take the orders... It prints the mailing label and everything for
exactly,
you, right?
Exactly, yeah.
Do you have a little Throwboy logo on there?
Yeah, Throwboy logo. You can put a little message if you want.
I don't even need to do an ad. If you want to be like Throwboy, you got to do it right. Get the postage. Don't go to the... Imagine him going with 100 boxes to the post office.
Yeah.
Crazy. No, they come and get it, right?
They pick it up, yeah.
Do we need to do an ad?
I love stamps.com.
We don't need to... I didn't even think of this, and I swear I did not ask you. I did not ask you ahead of time.
Every time I watch Triangulation, I'm like, oh, I'm probably going to have to say that I use stamps.com.
I didn't even know.
Yeah.
That's fantastic.
Do you want me to take it from here?
Well, so, yeah, because you probably have more experience with it than I do. I don't have to do my own mailing anymore.
So you use PayPal, right? And
okay.
It imports everything right into your
So people pay you through PayPal.
Right.
So stamps.com is smart enough to pick that up, just as it would with Amazon, Etsy, eBay.
Exactly.
QuickBooks,
yeah. And then it imports all the addresses in there, select which one you want, weigh it with the scale that you get
You
for
use
free.
The USB scale.
Yeah.
You haven't worn that
actually,
out
Actually, I have a better scale, but you know, I'm trying to pitch
well,
it.
Well, you wear them out. I mean, when you're doing hundreds of pillows, it's not going to last forever.
Oh, yeah. It says, like, amps.com now.
Reasonably. So, yeah, you've worn the whole top off the thing. So you throw it on there. It prints it out.
Mm-hmm.
So literally, like, we're talking, you know, probably 10 seconds.
Yeah, and then once you, like me, where I do the same thing over and over, you just have a preset. So you go preset.
It's very easy.
It's
the only way you could do this.
Yeah.
Otherwise, you'd have to get a fulfillment house. It'd be crazy.
Well, that's what I'm going to do.
Yeah. As soon as you make some money.
Yeah.
So here's the deal. You're doing any mailing at all, go to stamps.com. Mm-hmm. Don't click that offer. I hope, Roberto, you click the radio microphone. and then you entered, I don't care what, triangulation? Okay, enter the triangulation offer code. Because then what that $80 offer turns into is, bing, $110. Basically, you got $55 more profit in Throwboy because of this. $55 in postage coupons, and they give you the scale, and a supply kit, and a four-week trial. That is a great deal. Stamps.com, offer code triangulation. You could be the next Throwboy. Or whatever.
No one would know, right? As you seem as legit as a big company.
I'm glad you didn't say, like, oh, no, I use, I don't know what.
Indicia.
Indicia.com.
Sorry, I shouldn't have even said that.
Is there such a thing?
Yeah.
Oh.
It sucks, though.
Okay.
Stamps.com all the way.
Unsolicited testimonial. So you tried the other guy.
Yeah, they're not good. I tried Brand X, and it was awful.
Brand X. You know, it's funny. I've been using Stamps.com more than 10 years when they started, and I never even knew there was anybody else, but it's good to know you did the little product research.
Yeah.
So good. Well, Stamps.com, thank you for your sponsorship, and thank you. See, this is what this is about is American Enterprise. This is like Horatio Alger's story, except that you've gone from the rags to the okay, but you want to get to the, how do we get to the riches?
Oh, we're getting there. I mean, we've sold pillows on what's it called, thinkgeek.com.
Yeah, ThinkGeek's great.
Yeah, ThinkGeek really liked us, and
ups the volume.
Oh yeah, I mean, the really thing is the website is where we take all our sales, right? But you know, that should be an ancillary income to selling to stores.
Ultimately, that's what you need to do. If you get this in Kohl's,
yeah, exactly,
or Penny's,
or Target,
yeah. They fly off the shelf, but you can't do that with the model that you have now.
No.
Of give me the money and then I can make your pillow. You've got to make, literally, Walmart won't look at you unless you can deliver a million pillows on a pallet.
Exactly. Yeah. And that's one of the things that I learned along the way. A lot of the Throwboy things was just kind of like, I want to do it. Let's just do it. And then let's learn it.
Good.
You know, because I feel like a lot of people, they wait, you know?
Yeah.
I
have to understand the landscape first.
Right. They kind of like stew in this idea for years and years, and they never really just go ahead and try it.
Well, good for you. Was there somebody in your life that said pushed you, or did you just have that inside?
A couple friends that worked at Apple were like, just do it. I mean, what if it fails? You'll go back to Apple?
Big deal.
You know, whatever, right?
Yeah.
And I said, yeah, that's a good point. And I just quit and just went for it, you know?
So what is the number one selling? I'm thinking it's this.
The chat pillows, yeah.
Or this.
Those three that I brought.
These three?
Yeah.
No one in particular is the biggest, but... I'm not surprised.
It's very
Isn't that
close,
funny?
Because
this is the one. I mean, this is the one I would say is probably that's the one I would say is probably the best selling. But you know, people buy all three probably at once.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah. You get the special chat package.
Mm-hmm.
And now is this? See, I would look at this and I would say, well, cut that off because that's going to make it a lot harder to make. Is that does
it's
that add?
Not, no.
It's like an appendix.
Yeah, no, it's not. It's unnecessary.
It's a vestigial. No, because then it's not a balloon.
Right. I mean, if you go to our Facebook page, facebook.com/throwboy.
Let me do that.
There are a whole bunch of people holding up their chat pillows, you know, and
with the holding with, that thing.
Yeah, because I mean, you hold them. You can hold them by the back tag there. And yeah, I mean, people like to emote with their Throwboy pillows.
Aww.
And there's people with...
You know what's ironic is you are now making Art Lebedev-sized...
with the little ones, right?
The little
the
ones.
Throw babies.
You actually make the little throw babies now.
Yeah,
that was what got you started. Those are Christmas ornaments.
Yeah.
They have very convenient, handy little tag.
Mm-hmm.
And imagine a Christmas tree with 100 of these... Right on there.
The geekiest
right?
Christmas tree in the world.
It's going to be the geekiest Christmas ever.
Yeah.
Throwboy.com, Jazz G4. Throwboy.com. And okay, so you found a. Where are they made? China?
Yeah. Well, these are actually made, I think, well, the majority of what you're seeing here we make. We make in Seattle.
You're making locally?
Yeah.
Do you have like a little sweatshop down the road? What is this?
No. It's actually kind of split up from. I have a seamstress who works from home.
So it's just a person.
Yeah,
it's not like you have a rows of sewing machines.
No,
and not yet.
Mm-mm. I mean, that's kind of what a factory would be. I would never want to set up an infrastructure in Seattle.
Good for you.
You know, it's just the profits would be terrible, and the prices would be awful because you'd have to pay so much.
It would cost more
to make it. Yeah.
So and you just have somebody's helping you.
Basically. Yeah, it's somebody locally. She's been working with me for like 4 years now.
How many pillows a day are you doing here?
It's around like 50.
Okay.
Yeah.
So we want to get that to 50,000.
Yeah, yeah.
So how are you moving that along? Besides appearing on this fine show.
Oh, yeah, I know. Doing all the marketing I can.
Social marketing, Facebook page.
Absolutely.
We got to get you more likes. 2,000 likes. Come on, everybody. Let's all go to facebook.com/throwboy. I bet you I can get you 4,000 likes before the end of the show.
That'd be awesome.
What does it cost you to like Throwboy?
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah.
But yeah, we do stuff like conventions and trade shows. So we just got into the whole doing trade shows.
I think that's a good idea.
And
as you said, having like Bing or Salesforce or somebody give out pillows
exactly.
is a great idea.
Yeah. And we've done pillows. We're kind of in the tech community, so we've done pillows for, well, obviously Twit. We've done some for Twitter. When they opened their new office, we did 100 and some odd
wow,
pillows for
them. Blue Bird.
And that was actually a funny story. They emailed me with... We need 140 pillows in 3 days. And we had just kind of started Throwboy.
They thought you had a factory.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing. It's like, that's the cool thing
Everybody
about
assumes.
The internet is
yeah.
you can kind of fake it till you make it,
right,
you know?
Right.
You can put up a website. People think that you're just
right.
legit.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That's Throwboy Incorporated out of Singapore.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we rushed through that. We basically didn't sleep. We made all these pillows. And
oh
then
God.
We ran out of time to ship them. And I said, how about we just hop in the car and drive down to San Francisco from Seattle.
Cheaper.
And show up.
Just say, here's your pillows,
yeah.
sir.
So we showed up and they were just
They're
floored,
flabbergasted.
Right?
Yeah.
That we had all their pillows and we came down.
I'll tell you a secret. When you first, I thought, the Throwboy is here. You're like... I thought you were a celebrity. I thought, this is cool. This is this is him. This is not his minions.
Uh-huh.
This is the Throwboy. The CEO of the Throwboy Empire is here. I was very impressed. Now I just know it's just you and your seamstress.
Now get up and leave.
I'm out of here. I was always really impressed by your humility, your enthusiasm,
and
your sense of humor. These are great. So here's now you made the ICEO.
Yeah.
And I just figured because that's me. I'm paranoid that Apple said no,
mm-hmm.
bad Throwboy, mm-hmm. and then you had to take them off the market. But it was always going to be a limited
thing? It was always going to be a limited thing. I mean, I'm a huge Apple fan, obviously.
Right. And
it was one of my
they
ways
know that.
To
they
kind
know
of
that.
Pay homage and,
yeah.
you know, tribute. And I had the idea a really long time ago before he passed away. And then I was just like, you know, let's just do it. You know, let's do this and let's give a portion to charity and let's really do it right. Let's make it like a collectible, not this kind of cheesy doll, you know.
Throw me, if you will.
Yeah.
And you call it the ICEO because that lets you off the hook just a little bit.
That was one of the things I was kind of like, let's be kind of coy about
but
what
I mean,
we
look,
say.
Blue
know?
Jeans, black turtleneck, the John Lennon glasses, the 5 o'clock shadow. Mm-hmm. It's pretty obvious. The little wry smile. It's pretty obvious who you got here. $60.
That's just Leo, with glasses.
You should charge more for this. But how come it's a limited? So you just decided we're only going to make so many?
Well, yeah. Actually, the limit was the factory limit. So we worked with a factory.
Oh, I see.
And they put together, I worked with them, and I gave them drawings and kind of honed it, and they gave me samples.
Is that because it had glasses? Is that what made it so complicated?
Actually, the glasses were after the fact. We actually did the glasses on our own.
Put them on,
yeah. But no, it's a pretty detailed doll.
It's complicated.
Yeah.
You got Levi's
has actual
metal button.
Denim jeans on
Yeah,
stuff
they're really
like that.
Denim.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's actually, do you remember I Justine had a Steve Jobs doll?
Yeah.
If you look up Steve Jobs, I Justine, she had this really crappy doll.
I know.
And I was really bummed out because I really wanted to do this doll. And this was back in like 2008. And, she like posted it on Twitter and posted it on her videos and it went crazy. And I was like, are you kidding? That was my idea. This thing.
Look how horrible that is. That is the worst. That doesn't look like... That looks like a character from South Park. Okay.
Yeah.
That does not look like Steve Jobs.
And I remember telling my brother... I remember describing this to my brother. Like, wouldn't it be cool if we did this? And
right.
And when that came out, like a month later, I was just so crushed. I was like, God, I wanted to do this thing.
You
and
had
I,
this idea, and then yeah. the stupid Podbricks people
Podbricks
did it.
Podbricks did it, yeah.
Crappy one.
And so I ended up talking to him. He's like, well, yeah, but you're going to do this really detailed collectible thing, right? Aren't you? And I said, yeah, that's a good point. I should just do it anyway. So
yes.
I ended up doing it anyway.
So it took you a few years to get it all together. Wow. Mm-hmm.
And she has
I'm sad that they're this is it. They're no more.
Yeah.
Do you have a little few extra in the...
Yeah, we have a little bit because of some things being unspoken or some people that returned. And
why would you return this?
I don't know. I can't imagine.
Is returns... do you get a lot of returns?
No, I get very, very, very few.
I wouldn't think so. You kind of know what you're getting.
Yeah. Plus, I mean, on eBay, those things are going for like $200.
So if you returned it...
Yeah.
You blew it. $130. Down the tubes!
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
But yeah, if you email questions at throwboy.com, we can sell you the ones we have left over.
Here's Justine with her Throwboy.
That's right.
Much better, Justine, the new Throwboy.
Thank you, Justine.
Yeah. So Justine and Chris really helped you out.
They did, yeah.
So how do you, now the next step is to go, you know, to go big. How do you do that?
So factories... All the plush toys that we have in our homes and everything like that are all made in China.
Right.
The infrastructure's in China.
Right.
There's very, very few places you can make them here. And they cost a lot, you know. So you'd be paying...
It's funny. You would think they'd cost less.
To make them here?
Oh, to make them
to
there.
Make it, I'm talking about in China. They cost way less. Yeah,
yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
And people are really kind of used to paying, you know... $15
right.
for like something this big, right?
Right.
So saying you have to pay double, that's kind of, you get into the sort of, a collector.
This is boutique-y.
Thing, right, boutique-y, exactly, thank you. And so we're working with that. We're working with a factory now to do a bunch of the chat pillows.
In the U.S.?
No, in China.
So you're willing to do this?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Like I said, I've always been really transparent with the Throwboy fans. I'm like, you know, I never wanted to be slave to the sewing machine. I wanted to make this cool... pillow brand, you know, that's what I wanted to do from the beginning. And it gives us a lot of avenues to do other things. So we're working on some other projects.
That, oh, really?
Yeah.
Non-pillow ideas?
Well, aside from just little things like, you know,
can you make a life-size ICEO?
There's a new wax Steve Jobs.
No, no. I want it to be in my bed.
A body pillow ICEO.
Body pillow. No. I am not an otaku, but no, there was somebody in the chat room wanted. How about a Waz?
Waz would be kind of cool, actually. I don't think it has the same
lot more plush
appeal, but
the plush cost alone.
Yeah,
you'd have to double the price.
Waz is really cool. He's helped Throwboy a little bit too.
Has he?
Yeah.
Oh, see, this is what happens: is when you're a good guy and you put it out there, and there really is this great community of people like Chris and Justine and Waz who really will support you, and that really. In some ways, going big and being in Walmart would kind of take away from that, wouldn't it?
Well, I don't know. I think you kind of have to. I think you have to kind of be selective on where you want to be. You know,
right?
Because I could be in Throwboy, could be in Target, and that's still cool. That's still like that's not.
Well,
crazy.
That's what. But the thing is, what you'll put there is these things and the chat icons and those things. The
thumb. I never intended for these to be a flagship.
You
thing.
Put that in Walmart, they go, "Honey, look, it's a face on a pillow."
Yeah.
Look, isn't that cute? They might even do it with this. Oh, look, it's a little old lady pillow. Give this to Madge. She'll love it. They don't see. So you got to do like.
Yeah.
You got to do thumbs up. That would sell real. Now, I wonder if Mark's. Yeah, see, there you go. This is going to sell in Walmart.
Mm-hmm.
That is a Walmart pillow. My advice to you, because I'm such an expert, is make that. Oh, look, that's from that Facebook thing.
Yeah.
I know that. I like it. Oh, it's $30. Never mind. Let's go get the other one. See, that's the problem, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly.
You can't sell them in Walmart for $30 because Walmart, first of all, is going to take half anyway.
Yeah.
Right? So you got to be able to make them pretty inexpensive.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I wish you all the best, Roberto.
Oh,
I think it's.
So much.
I just think you're the greatest guy.
Thank you.
And there's a reason, you know, and so you can make a great product, you have a great idea and something people love, but you know what? If they thought you were kind of a dick, I don't think it'd be the same.
I think you're right. I think, actually, when I started Throwboy, I had a very, I was, like, I didn't want people to know it was just a guy, you know.
You were afraid of that. They won't buy it. It's too small.
I just didn't really want it to be kitschy and like Etsy, you know.
Right.
Like,
oh, I'm here, well, it isn't Etsy. Them,
you know, I didn't want it to be that
right,
way.
Right.
And so I said, let's do it as a brand, like Throwboy is the brand, you know.
That was smart.
And when I said a Throwboy pillow, I was like, well, people are going to start using that, like a Throwboy pillow, because it kind of flows.
Oh, you are so smart. You're absolutely smart.
And I mean, that's kind of the avenue I took. But I once I actually started to show my face more and say, like, this is what
we do.
The
face of Throwboy.
And that actually, that created a whole...
I think so.
That created more...
People want a person.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
But the Throwboy is good. And I always call you Throwboy.
Yeah.
When you show up, I say, oh, Throwboy's here.
I don't mind.
So I'm glad to know you're actually Roberto Hoyos.
Yes.
Throwboy.com. If you want the twit pillow... that's throwboy.com/twit.
Mm-hmm.
The ICEO is out, but questions at throwboy.com, you have an in.
You know?
Because you're watching, you have an in. And maybe someday these pillow fighters will come to fruition.
Oh, is someone talking about that?
No, I'm just looking at it on Facebook.
Oh, yeah.
Is
that's
this one of your ideas?
That's actually a next thing we're thinking about doing is like a web comic, and then have our own...
Characters
called pillow fighters.
That's very smart.
And that way we're not kind of locked into this this gray area.
Right. Well, you don't want Mark Zuckerberg to come along and
exactly.
say, hey, we want 10%.
That was never my goal. It was like, let's find something that's our own IP, right?
Yeah, go beyond it. And I don't think you could trademark.
That's
LOL.
The other thing. Yeah. We just got to hit the market as hard as we can, you know, so that people...
Because nobody can trademark. Even Throwboy can. Uh-oh. Right.
Yeah.
Throwboy.com. And you know, let's see. Wait a minute. I want to go to the Facebook page.
Okay.
It's facebook.com/throwboy.
Mm-hmm.
We're, you know, Facebook is not obviously counting all the new likes yet.
Is it not?
It still says 2,463. That's exactly the same number it was when we went before. And I know at least one person clicked. So I think that
somebody said loving the show on Twit. So
see, so you will see. You will see. Yeah. See, you'll see a big jump any minute now.
Cool.
Facebook's just saying, wait a minute, what the hell? These must be fake clicks. Throwboy has just hired an army to click.
Yeah.
I paid
someone on Fiverr to go click everything for me.
Exactly. Roberto, it's really great to see you. Thank you for coming all this way.
Absolutely. It was a pleasure. I'm an old tech TV fan.
Thank you.
Yeah.
It's really nice to see and to see your success. I'm really thrilled for you.
Thank you.
And we love our pillows. Thank you for making Twit pillows.
Definitely.
And all the other ones. All the other ones.
Thank you.
Yeah. Oh, the number just went up? All right, let's see. Let me do a hard refresh. That's probably what I have to do. Hold down the shift key, see what it said.
One more.
There's 24 set. That's nothing. We got to get more. But Dan Hendricks is one of the people who likes you. So there, he's our chat mod. So there. It's going up. It's
cool.
Going up. We want to get it to 4,000. All right, kids? Everybody, Facebook.com/Throwboy.
And Twitter.com/Throwboy.
Oh, and follow him on Twitter.
Yeah.
What am I thinking?
Just @Throwboy.
That might even be more useful.
We got more followers on there.
If you have a lot of followers on Twitter and you have trouble with Comcast,
mm-hmm.
they'll call your house. I swear to God. Throwboy. It's the only reason I've ever been glad I have lots of followers on Twitter. Oh, yeah. We got to get this up. That's good. 14,000 tweets, 4,000 following, 5,800 followers.
Mm-hmm.
More. More followers. Thank you, Roberto.
Absolutely.
It's great
Thank
to
you.
See you. Thanks so much. We do triangulation every Wednesday, 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern time, 2200 UTC. You are the third apex in the triangle, so make sure you tune in and watch live. But if you can't, don't worry. On-demand audio and video always available at twit.tv/TRI. We've got Jonathan Abrams coming up later this month. He's the founder of Friendster, and he has a new service for Twitter users that is I love called Nuzzle. It's still in beta, but we'll talk about that. He's coming here for one reason only. He wants to use our Commodore PET. He says, that was my first computer. Does it still boot? We're going to find out. We might actually not even do an interview. It might be a lesson in Commodoreology. That should be a lot of fun. Thanks for joining us, and we'll see you next time on Triangulation.